You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. You know, if you're anything like me, you have been scouring the internet now for news every day about what's happening with the James Webb Space Telescope, which was launched at the end of last year after 30 years of development at NASA. This is a telescope that is far more advanced than the Hubble Space Telescope and will allow us to see the universe in much clearer terms, but also understand the cosmos in a different way. I want to welcome Ed Cackett, who is a Wayne State University astrophysicist, to the show to talk to us about all the great leaps forward that the James Webb Space Telescope represents. Ed, welcome back to Detroit Today.
Hi, great to be with you, Stephen.
Yeah. So let's start with this. Talk about what this space telescope is and why it's such a big leap forward for our understanding of the universe.
Yeah, so two of the big things that James Webb is going to be able to do is because it's a bigger telescope than we've previously sent up into space. So the Hubble Space Telescope, which has been up there doing great science for the last 30 years, is 2.4 meters across. James Webb Space Telescope is 6.5 meters across, and that was enabled by the fact that NASA developed these technologies to be able to fold the telescope and fit it inside the rocket so you can get a bigger telescope into space. And secondly, instead of looking in optical light, so the visible light that we see with our eyes, the James Webb Space Telescope is sensitive to infrared light, and that's going to allow it to peer even further back into the earlier time in the universe.
And this idea of looking across time, I think, is really important. And it's the thing that I don't know that everybody who even pays attention to things like this quite understands, that the nature of light is that, it travels. It travels at a certain speed. And so when we see something here at our point in space and time from a great distance, we're also looking back into our past and to the universe's past, and that's the way to learn more about the way that things work now in our solar system and in the rest of space. That idea of looking back, I think, is the thing of promise, really, with this telescope.
Yeah, exactly. So you're exactly right. Light travels at a fixed speed. And so the further away we look, the longer it's taken that light to get to us. So the most distant galaxies that we look at, the light that was emitted from them was emitted many, many, many years in the past. So with the James Webb Space Telescope, we're going to be able to look back about 13.5 billion years, right back to the very, very early part of the universe. So the universe is about 13.7 billion years old. So they're going to be looking at just a few hundred million years after the universe was formed, after the Big Bang. And James Webb Space Telescope will be sensitive to looking at the very first stars, or the signature of the very first stars, and looking at the very first galaxies that were formed.
So the other thing that I've heard that they want to do with the James Webb Telescope is also take a closer look at our own solar system, that because this is a telescope that is sensitive to infrared, it will be able to tell us things that we haven't been able to quite understand about our planetary neighbors. So talk about what James Webb will enable in that realm.
Yes, it has a very, very sensitive infrared spectrograph on there, which allows you to look at the properties of atmospheres and gases around planets. So we can look at moons and planets in our own solar system. But I think even more excitingly, from my point of view, is looking at the signatures of the atmospheres of planets around other stars. So we'll actually be able to try and see the signatures, for instance, of water vapor around planets around other stars, and, you know, potentially see the signatures of life on other planets elsewhere in the universe. So that would be something that's really exciting that James Webb's going to look at, the atmospheres of other planets, and looking for the signature of life.
Yeah. Because I'm just really interested in this kind of science, there are these details about where the space telescope will be located and why that are important, not just in terms of what it will be able to see from that point, but why it will be able to be where it is. Talk about this this L2 point that it's trying to reach.
Yeah, so it's on its way at the moment. It takes 30 days to get there. It's, as you said, a special place called L2. It's about 1 million miles from the Earth. And it's actually a special gravitational point where the sun's and the Earth's gravity works in a way so that a object, a spacecraft, can be there in a stable orbit. And that spacecraft, James Webb Space Telescope, is actually going to be orbiting the sun rather than orbiting the Earth. But at this L2 point, it will take exactly the same time to do one orbit of the Earth as the one orbit of the Sun as the Earth does. So it will take 1 year to go around, and so it's going to be in a synchronous orbit with the Earth. So we'll always be able to see it, we'll always be able to communicate with it, and it's going to be far enough away from the Earth that it's going to be in this brilliant, dark, cold place to be able to do infrared astronomy and look at these other worlds and the early universe.
Yeah. Well, it's a really, as I said, it's a really big leap forward for planetary exploration, and it's a great achievement for NASA. Ed Kak, astrophysicist here at Wayne State University. Great to have you here with us to talk about the James Webb Space Telescope.
Great to be here as always. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, that is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow. I'll be here, and I hope you will too. We're going to talk about the Omicron surge here in Michigan and what you need to know. More and more people, of course, are coming down with in COVID-19 infections. Of course, it looks really different than it did a year and a half ago. We'll talk about all of the things we need to know about staying safe and reducing the spread of the disease. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.